I just wanted to read a very short excerpt and then let her take off. The dateline is Baghdad. In his black army shorts and gray t-shirt, Chaplain Darren Turner crunches through thick gravel on his way to the gym, a place that relieves him, if just for an hour, of being friend and father to 1,000 soldiers at war. The 10-minute walk across Forward Operating Base Falcon is a routine part of Turner's day, except when a rocket whizzes overhead. He hears that eerie sucking sound and drops to his knees. Boom! The missile slams into a dirt road about 75 yards away, shaking the ground beneath him. Shrapnel flies past, pinging off a concrete wall. I've already had my workout, and I haven't even gone to the gym yet, he says, trying to stay calm. Wow, that was a close one. His pulse racing, Turner runs instinctively into the first aid station, where Master Sergeant James Alderson winces in pain. His blood-soaked shirt hangs on the back of a chair. That hurts, Alderson says to the medics. Son of a... He catches his language in front of the chaplain. Alderson has shrapnel lodged under his left arm, but he's going to be all right. I'm glad you're okay, Turner says. Crazy day. He runs brazenly back outside, unstoppable in his quest for a workout. Last summer, Turner, 35, worried much more about dying. He learned to rely on his bulletproof faith. On this day, in early March, he isn't paralyzed by fear. Deep in his soul, he rests in his devotion to God. I don't want my kids to grow up without their dad, but I'm okay with dying, he says, scanning the gravel for shrapnel. He picks up a shard of metal that's still hot, a souvenir for his desk, a reminder of life's fragility.
Okay, so in 2008, when I asked my editors if I could go back to Iraq, the response was not so great. The paper, as are a lot of newspapers, is becoming very hyper-local, and interest in the Iraq war is fading. As a lot of you know, we are a Cox newspaper. Cox closed down all its foreign bureaus this year. So the charge to me was, if you can find a really good local story to tell, we'll consider it. So immediately, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division is based in Georgia, Fort Stewart and Fort Benning. So I immediately wrote to 3rd ID public affairs officials and asked them to send me the biographies of soldiers who had listed on their profile sheets that they were media friendly. And so I started kind of combing through all these profiles that started arriving by email from Baghdad. And I initially thought, okay, I'm going to find some young guy who's on his third or fourth deployment, because that has happened with many of the 3rd ID guys. And I thought that would be a compelling way to bring the war home to our readers. And I was about 2 or 3 weeks into this process when Chaplain Darren Turner's biography arrived. And I was looking at it. He's a young chaplain from the metro Atlanta area, so he fit that bill. And suddenly, as I was reading through his bio, bells dinged in my head. I mean, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, heart of the Bible Belt, God and guns. What better intersection is there? And so I began communicating with him via email just to see how open he would be to having a Indian female reporter follow a chaplain who was with a battalion of about 1,000 all-men infantry guys, basically. And I got a lot of resistance from the Army because I initially requested 3 months of embed with this battalion. And they were like, we're not willing to do 3 months, but maybe a month and a half at most. And so I was fortunate enough to meet the chaplain before I actually went to Iraq, because he came home on leave in January. And I went with him to a service that they have for fallen soldiers at Fort Stewart. He was memorializing some of the battalions fallen there. And then I actually got the opportunity to go to Walter Reed, where he visited 22 severely wounded soldiers from his battalion. And that I wanted to do that at the time, not realizing that that would become part of the story, but mostly just to gauge how open he would be in moments of his life that were very stressful to him. And so the Walter Reed visit actually ended up being the opening to this story, because once we went to Iraq, I couldn't then go backwards to back to Walter Reed. And I included it only because I felt that it gave great insight into a man who, this man is a fundamentalist Christian. He became a chaplain because he wanted to go to war, because he had this deep belief that Jesus ran to crises and he was going to do the same, that his role, he had found God, and that his role on earth was to comfort the wounded and the afflicted. And that's why he joined the 3rd Infantry Division, and even though his bosses wanted to place him in a support battalion because he was so green, he had no experience being a chaplain, and he certainly had no experience on the battlefield. And his bosses had wanted to place him in a desk job basically somewhere, and he said, no, I want to go, and I want to be out there with my guys.